coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
I have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. The message unto you I'll give is recorded in His Word. Hallelujah. And it's only that you look and leave. Look and leave, my brother, leave. Look to Jesus now and leave. It's recorded in His Word. Hallelujah. And it's only that you look and leave. Look and leave, my brother, Jesus now and leave. It's recorded in His Word. Hallelujah. And it's only that you look and leave. Look and leave, my brother, leave. Look to Jesus now and leave. It's recorded in His Word. Hallelujah. And it's only that you look and recorded in His Word. Hallelujah. And it's only that you look and leave.
That's all you need tonight. Just look to Jesus. I'm so thankful to the Lord that He has made Himself so real to us in our generation, many, many years after Jesus walked this world, many years after He died and rose again. And His presence is still working. His name still has power. His Spirit is still with us. He's still healing. He's still forgiving. He's still cleansing. He's still strengthening. He's still making alive. You know, when I pray, I say, thank you, Lord, for being so real to us in our generation. A generation where people don't think there is a God, yet He's so real. He's so real. Tonight, you will look to Him. You will look to Him. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to share something with you from the Bible. Do you have your Bibles here? Turning to them now, St. Mark's Gospel. I want to read to you from St. Mark's Gospel. St. Mark's Gospel, chapter number 5. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Sure you're ready? Chapter number 5. I'll begin reading from verse 25. Those of you outside, if you can hear the sound of my voice, I want you to shout hallelujah. Thank you, God bless you. From verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, get rid of the echo, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see how that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scriptures here tell us of a certain woman, the Bible says, who had hemorrhage. She had an issue of blood for 12 long years. Not 1 year, not 2 years, not 5 years, but 12 years she suffered. And the Bible says that she had suffered many things of many doctors. She had been to several doctors and didn't get any better. But that she grew worse. 12 years. And that she spent all her living on physicians. She got worse. She had sold everything. She spent all her living on doctors and got worse. Now, I want you to go back in there and see verse 27. The Bible says, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. She heard of Jesus and came through the press. In other words, there was a multitude of people around Jesus. But she pressed through that crowd to get to him. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. In other words, before she went to Jesus, she had heard of him. And then she said, if I can only just get close enough to touch his clothes, I shall be whole. She said it. She said, I shall be whole. Like the other lady who came from Calabar, we were listening to a moment ago. She said, some people said she wouldn't leave, but she said she would leave. Praise God. Now this woman said, if I just can touch the hem of that man's clothes, I shall be well. She made up her mind that she would be well. She wasn't thinking of dying sick. She was thinking of getting well. She had suffered 12 long years. She had spent everything she had on doctors. Didn't get any better. She got worse, the Bible says. But she said, the first thing was she heard of Jesus. What do you think she heard of Jesus? Oh, that he was a nice man. Oh, that's not what she heard. That wouldn't get her attention. She wasn't looking for a nice man.
You think she heard that he was just a good man, a good teacher? No. She heard that Jesus was a healing Jesus. That's what got her attention. Because what she needed was healing. She heard of Jesus. That Jesus was a healing Jesus. She heard it. That Jesus was anointed with the power of the Holy Ghost to heal. She heard it and she believed it. Then she said, if I just can get close enough to touch even the hem of his garment, I shall be well. She heard it. She said it. And then she took her steps and went out looking for Jesus. Then she saw a crowd and she was told Jesus was in there. In her condition, she went through the crowd. What an effort she must have made. She pressed her way through that crowd until she barely touched the hem of his garment. And when she did, she knew. The Bible says she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. She knew she was well. Praise God. She touched the hem of his garment. And the Bible says the issue of blood stopped. It stopped. Then Jesus said, who touched me? The disciples said, everybody's touching you, Master. How can you say who touched you? Everybody's touching you. Yeah, a lot of people were touching Jesus. Some touched him out of curiosity. Some touched him to find out if something would happen. Some just touched him because they said, oh, I like to get blessed. But this woman, she touched Jesus because she wanted a miracle. And when she did, the power of God went through her body. And Jesus, the Bible says, Jesus, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, said, who touched me? And the woman was afraid. That's what we read. She was scared because she had wanted to do it secretly and go back home. And when she was going away, Jesus said, who touched me? And she just froze right there. And when she found she couldn't be hidden, she said, I did. The Bible says she told him all the truth. She told him everything. In other words, she gave a wonderful testimony right there. It's so important that you learn to tell what the Lord has done for you. Because when you tell it, then it stays. It remains. Then the devil tries to get it away from you. The devil comes again and says, no, you were not really healed. But you say, I was healed. And if I was healed, I am still healed. You have to know, the Bible tells us to resist the devil. It's not God who makes people sick. It's the devil that makes people sick. And it's God who heals the sick. It's God who heals them. The devil makes them sick. But God heals them. Hallelujah. I want you to observe something else. All the time, the power was in Jesus. And all the people around him touched him. People touched him. But there's no record of any other miracle there, even though they touched him. Until there was a touch of faith. Someone who had faith. Someone who was expectant. Someone who said, if I touch him, I'll be healed. And when she did, did Jesus say, oh no, I wouldn't let my power come out? Did Jesus say that? Did he try to stop her from getting the power? Did Jesus do anything for the woman to get the power? To be healed? Jesus did nothing. He was just going on his own. And the woman touched the hem of his garment and was healed. Jesus had nothing to do with it. When the woman told him what happened, Jesus said, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. He didn't say, my faith hath made thee whole. He said, thy faith hath made thee whole. Wonderful. It was her faith that made her whole. Tonight, your faith will make you well. Because you see, you're demonstrating faith to come in this place. You're demonstrating faith to be here and listening and expecting. That's faith. There's another story in the Bible. And it's so beautiful. It's written for us in St. Luke's Gospel chapter number 5. I'd like to read to you. St. Luke's Gospel chapter number 5. Have you found it? Oh, this is great. You like it. Beginning with verse 17. It says, and it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching. You see, like I'm teaching right now. Jesus was teaching. Aren't you glad for Jesus? Amen. He was teaching. He was teaching. He says, and it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. When Jesus was teaching, the power of the Lord was present. I like this. It says, when Jesus was teaching, the power of the Lord was present. What kind of power was it? To heal. That means it must be healing power. Healing power was present when Jesus was teaching. As he was teaching, his power to heal was present. Hallelujah. There are different kinds of meetings. Sometimes we're in for prayer meeting. Sometimes it's a wedding ceremony. Sometimes it's some other kind of meeting. This one is a healing service. Hallelujah. There's power present here now. There's power here. We have electrical outlets in this building and around this building. And there's power present in all these sockets. But until somebody plugs an electrical appliance to that outlet, the power will not be released. Now, imagine if you don't plug nothing to it, and then you come and say, oh, I can see this socket. There's no power. Oh, you'd not be telling the truth. Because just looking at it wouldn't tell there's power. You've got to plug something first. Then you'd know whether or not there's power. Praise God. There's power present here now like nobody knows, I'm telling you. But she must plug in with faith. Like that woman touched the hem of his garment. I'll tell you how to touch him today. There's a way to touch him today. You don't need to look out for his garment. Hallelujah. If we were all to touch his garment, we would tear it apart. Because that garment can go to the whole world. Everybody wants to touch him. But there's a way to touch him that he has shown us from the Bible. How do we touch him today? We touch him through worship. As we worship him and thank him and praise him from the bottom of our hearts, we touch him. We touch him with our spirits today. When you begin worshiping, as long as you are thinking of everybody else, you are touching others with your spirit. But the moment you put your heart on him, you touch him. Hallelujah. As you thank him and praise him and worship him, you touch him and he touches you. And so that contact is made and healing must result. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Look at this story here. There's something here I want you to see. The Bible says the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Now verse 18. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy. And they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. They brought a man who was paralyzed. Four men, the Bible tells us, brought their friend that was paralyzed. Their friend could not walk. They brought him to Jesus. Verse 19, and when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And Mark verse 20, and when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. This is beautiful. The men carried their friend who was paralyzed, and they brought him to Jesus. But there was no way to get in because there was a large multitude. And Jesus was in the house like we're here now. All right? And there was a multitude around the building. Exactly what's happening now. Jesus was inside the building and the building was full. And the rest of the crowd had to be outside. Like those of you outside, aren't you glad you're outside? So they took their friend, and when there was no way, I figure the man who was paralyzed must have said, I just want him to see me and talk to me, and that'll be fine. I believe that's what he said, because that's what he got, and you get what you say. See, he said, I just want Jesus to see me. If he'd see me and talk to me, he doesn't even have to touch me, but let him just talk to me. Guess what? They brought him there and there was a large crowd. They couldn't get in. So the Bible says they went up to the roof of the building. It must be Jesus' house. Otherwise, the owner of the house should have sued him. I think so. It must have been for him. I think so. You can study it for yourself, really. So they got in there and they removed the tiling and then they dropped him. They dropped the paralyzed man before Jesus. And you can imagine, oh, what's this? The Bible says when Jesus saw their faith, it was an act of faith. When you take a step of faith, the master sees you. Hallelujah. When he saw their faith, doesn't say when he saw their tears, doesn't say when he saw their begging. So don't say, oh, please help me today. God is a good God. You don't have to beg him for anything. He's good. He's good enough to do anything for you. Can you say amen? Amen. But he saw their faith, and looking at the man, and knowing that there was sin in the man's life, the man didn't even say, forgive me. He didn't even say that. But Jesus looked at him, knowing that there was sin in his life. Jesus said, thy sins be forgiven thee. That's what he would like to do for you here tonight. If there's sin in your life, he would say to you, son, daughter, thy sin be forgiven thee. Yes, he wants sin out of your life because sin brings sickness. So he'd say, thy sins be forgiven thee. So he said to the man, thy sins be forgiven thee. And the people there were surprised at Jesus because they said, how can he forgive sins? Oh, you haven't read that. It's right there. Verse 21. And the scribes and Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? They said, only God can forgive sins. They didn't know Jesus. He's the Son of God. Hallelujah. But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, what reason ye in your hearts? Which is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, rise up and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins. He said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy couch, and go into thine house. And immediately he rose up before them. Oh, hallelujah! This is wonderful. The man got what he wanted. He said, I just want Jesus to see me, and I just want him to talk to me. Whatever he tells me, I know that will be all right. I know I'll be fine. So he got there. They brought him before Jesus. And the master saw him. And then the Lord didn't touch him. The Lord said, thy sins be forgiven thee. And then the next thing, He said, rise up and take your couch. Did the man say, oh Lord, can't you see I can't walk? Did he say that? He didn't say, can't you see I can't walk? That woman told you, when I announced for her to get up where she was, she got up and was healed. Always the Lord will want you to do something with your faith. Always. To the man who couldn't move his arm, Jesus said, stretch forth your hand. That man couldn't move his arm. But when the master says to do something, it means you can do it. Don't argue with him. He is the Lord. Don't you understand? He is the Lord. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Because when he says for you to do something, it's proof positive that he has given you the ability to do it. He'll never tell you to do something you couldn't do. He's not like man. Man tells you to do something you can't do and doesn't have the power to help you do it. But God, when he tells you to do something, the ability to do it comes in the instruction. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The power is in his word. Oh, who's going back changed tonight? Who's here who couldn't walk, who's going back home walking? Who's here who couldn't hear, who's going back home hearing? Who's here who couldn't see and is going back seeing? Who's here who came sick and is going back well? Say, I am. Say, I'm not going back the way I came. Because the Master, Jesus, is here with me. He has enough power to help me. He is willing to help me. He will give me strength in my body. He'll touch my body. Because I am giving him my body tonight. Listen to me. There was a woman who was so sick. She was so broken. Her case was so bad, she didn't know what to do. Everybody had tried. They had spent so much money and given up on her. Her friends had left her. Everybody had given up on her. And she didn't know what to do. And in that situation, she prayed. She said, dear Jesus, my body is so broken. She said, my body is so sick. I don't know what to do. But right now, I give you my body. She said, do with it as you please. But I give it to you. This is all I have now. I'm sorry that I lived in sin all this while. Because she lived a bad life, you see. So she said, I have misused my body. What I have left now, I give to you. She said, take it, use it for your glory. And when she prayed that prayer, tears came out of her eyes. As she looked to the Master for help, she said, take my body. Do with it as you please. It's so broken. It's so misused. But I give it to you. She prayed that prayer. And then the power of God went through her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And suddenly, she began to feel a new strength coming into her body. She thought, this couldn't be real. I just prayed to God to take charge of my body. Suddenly, she was strong. She was made whole. She became normal. She walked. She tried her body. She bent. She moved all over. She was normal. And she began to shout, I'm here. I'm well again. I'm free again. I'm whole again. And she was praising God and gave her whole life to the Lord.
preaching the message of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, as Jesus was teaching, the power of the Lord was present. It was present. What are you going to do tonight? Give him your body. Give it to him. Give it to him. He will know what to do. You don't know what to do, but he will know what to do. Did you hear me? He will know what to do. Give it to him. Right there where you are, his hand will touch you. Sometimes when his presence comes so close and then his spirit begins to touch us, you begin to feel a warm sensation going through your body. Some other times you just notice something is going on in your body. You just notice. You can't explain it, but you just notice something is happening to you. Something is happening to you. There's a man here with a heart condition that the Spirit of God is touching you even now. Even now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. A man with a heart condition is being healed right now. You are beginning to feel the power of God going through your body even now. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. This is great. A man is beginning to feel normal. You're beginning to feel normal right now. The power of the Lord is going through your body. It's going through your body. Hear me. The Spirit of God is in this place. He's working now. Even now. Even now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift your hand toward heaven. This is great. This is great. Just great. There's a man here who's being healed right now from a heart condition. You're beginning to feel strong. You're beginning to feel normal. You're beginning to feel the power of God going through your body. Where's the man? Where are you? Take that healing quickly now. Where are you? There's a man here with a heart condition. You're beginning to feel normal. You're beginning to feel the power of God going through your body. Where are you? I just want you to wave your hand wherever you are so I can spot you. Where is he? Where is he? Just say, I'm here. So you're over there. You're beginning to feel the power of God going through you. Yes. Yes. You had a heart condition? Yes. Come here. Come here. Come here. Hallelujah. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. The Spirit of the Lord is a sweet expression on each face, and I know presence of the Lord. Come on, sing it, sweet Holy Spirit. Sweet Holy Spirit,
Yeah, Jesus, stay right here with us. Come on. Filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hands in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived. When we shall leave this place, as we sing hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. The Lord has touched you. He's healed you. Dear Jesus. Oh, worship him. His power is in this place so strong. Hallelujah. 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 Stand up and worship him everywhere. Come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, if you're sick in your body, this is the time. This is the time. This is the time. You're sick in your body. If you brought someone who's sick, put your hand on that one. Oh, blessed Savior. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. God is in this place so strong, dear Jesus, at the power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, worship him. Worship him. worship Him. Spirit now, as you worship Him. The power of the Lord is in this place. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
To order for this message and other titles by Pastor Chris, log on to www.christembassyonlinestore.org.